Hello.
Hi, Neil. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. Hey, listen.
So,
I'm going to give you my card to bill for my last payment.
Okay. Yeah, I had that in the notes. We were going to just do the August payment that's past due, and then you want to cancel right after, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can help you.
And how much is my August past due amount?
$29.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready for my card.
Okay. Go ahead, Neil. I'm ready.
51-46-1601-4310-3980.
Okay. Expiration?
Expiration's 9/25. And my name on the card is Neil P. P is in Peter.
Uh-huh.
Nelson the third.
And does it have, what's the CVV on the card, the three digits on the back?
470.
Okay, so Neil P. Nelson the third, and then 470 on the back. And is it still 3401 Sudbury Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that makes it easy. Let's just go
ahead. Sorry, and I might come back to you sometime, but it's just nothing's – there's too many people out here doing the same thing right now, and Internet is pinched on anything, including Google Local. I got two other lines out here right now.
Yes.
And I'm paying two – yeah. No, nothing's coming through for nobody this avenue because – there's so many people on Google Local listing right now.
Right. Yeah, the people that make the high money are the ones that are on the first page, but you're just paying us for the hosting of the website.
I'm still like on the first page with my other two listings. Not only that, on the Maps listings, I'm usually close to 1 and 2 when I Google it in my area and a lot of other areas too.
Really? And you don't get phone calls out of that?
No. Let me tell you. I have I don't know how many more people is out here, but I don't get calls from the other side of the town like I used to because there's, 30 pretty good people in between me and them now.
Right.
It's terrible. I have to find another way to go, but there's not many other ways to go other than going with referral services.
Yeah,
so,
I see what you're saying. You're in a highly competitive area for what you do.
Yeah. Take a look at it in Charlotte. Probably most every other place, too, and it's all because the catalytic converter prices. Everybody wants to get a car to get a $1,000 catalytic converter now, so...
Oh, really? They're buying the junk cars just to get it?
That's what everybody's buying them for. And if you've been watching the news, like, I don't know where you're calling me from.
Yeah.
If you've been watching the news, people are stealing them broad daylight in people's driveways and in parking lots, right? It's a real problem everywhere, and that's what it is, and that's what everybody's trying to do. And I've never cared for prices being that far elevated because of that.
Yeah,
he
bought a car, a used Toyota Prius, and he had a mechanic check it out before he bought it. And they're like, yeah, it's got low miles, it's in good shape. Well, they didn't check under the car for the Cadillac converter, so he went to go get it registered. And they said, oh, you need a smog test first. And lo and behold, it had, like, the Cadillac converter was off of the car, and someone had, like, welded it together so it didn't make the noise. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, they straight piped it. And let me tell you something here. That is the number one car. The number one car to get, they are following people home in those cars to get their catalytic converter late at night. I came back from vacation. My first car was a 07 Prius.
Yeah.
And it was back, and it was on a main road, and it was in the guy's yard to the side of the house next to the air conditioner where, at night. And I told him before, I said, I got to jack it up in the air. I said, this is the number one car to get these things stolen. And
yeah.
There's a real good chance it's not on here. And it wasn't there. It was cut. Yeah. So, I don't know. What I'm trying to say really is that it ain't necessarily your fault, because I see Keystone on there when I Google it. And $29 isn't a lot right now, but I'm also getting rid of other things like my Better Business Bureau accreditation, because nobody gives a shit about that anymore. You know?
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
So, but I may get back to you in the future and check you out later. Doesn't mean I won't use you again. You've worked for, you know, what I've asked you to do for me. You've all done well.
Oh, thank you for that nice words, Neil. So don't worry. I'm going to cancel the account now, and you'll get a notification within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled, so you don't have to worry about it anymore in the future, okay?
All right. Well, I'll keep the email, and I'll know where to get a hold of you at.
Sounds perfect. Okay. Have a nice rest of your week, too, okay?
Hi, you too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.